Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, and I want to thank you so much for joining us and hope everyone will stay through this hour with us from Drive Radio. And Kevin Flesh is still with us, so you know what? We'll still let Kevin answer any of the questions that maybe John was not able to get to for time's sake. So Kevin is still with us. Also, Red Merrill. Red, how are you?
I'm doing good, Scott, and it's good to be here today. Looking forward to all the Christmas season stuff. In fact,
absolutely,
we're already in the Christmas season.
Yes, sir.
Season,
absolutely.
Got the trees decorated, the lights up, singing the Christmas carols, having the parties. It's been a lot of fun already.
It sure has.
Red, did you hear about my $610 Christmas tree?
No, I didn't.
So we got a permit to cut down a Christmas tree a couple of weeks ago down at our church camp. So we went down, we got the tree, no problem. And then my 14-year-old daughter was messing around with the saw after we'd cut down the tree, and she cut open her hand, and we went to the emergency room. And my copay for the emergency room visit was $600. So the permit was $10 for the tree, and the emergency room visit was $600.
Wow. Is your daughter okay?
She's fine. It was not a big deal, but we did have to have a few stitches put into her hand. And it's a good story.
Yeah, it is a good story. She'll remember that one for all her life.
Great to have Tim Brass in studio with us. Tim is with Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. And Tim, great to have you in as well.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And we'll get to Tim in just a minute. Let's go to the new Lynn Lyle Chevrolet hotline and speak to the face of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, Mr. Dan Johnson. Dan, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How is everybody?
We're doing great.
Great,
bud.
Dan.
We're doing good. Hey, I talked to our folks that I just brought over, and they drove their new Silverado home today, and they were very, very happy people.
Yep. I was one of many. We're selling Silverados like hotcakes. I just did a couple more Silverado deals, so I jumped on the radio here. The deal's unbelievable. I just did one deal. I got some holiday bonus cash on probably 25% of the inventory, and you can save up to $12,000 off. It's crazy.
I'll be right there.
I know. Tell Victoria you got to do it.
Yes, yes.
Hey, Dan, I just left your service division, too, just before the show. We had our Yukon had some issues again, and you guys took care of us. Carl over there did a great job helping us out with the our heater went out on the Yukon, so they put in a blower and took care of it yesterday. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And, you know, Dan just kind of hit all the areas from sales to service to body shop. Dan Muir, which I know I sent over to you, and he's with the John Rush's show, Rush to Reason. Your body shop, I heard him on John's show the other day just saying, I have never seen customer service like this. I get text from the body shop letting me know that my car is happy there and that it's doing fine. And it's great. So,
well,
folks,
I'd be happier on the used car lot. I'd probably need to trade it.
That's what I told him, man. I said, hey, there's no better place for your vehicle, Dan, than on the other side of Dan's lot over there on the pre-owned lot.
Right.
And I'm telling you, folks, if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, a new one, this is the time to do it at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. As I mentioned, I just had some friends of mine from my church over there this week and got them a Silverado. And Dan will take great, great care of you. You know what? He'd love to meet you and know you heard about him on the show. So if you get over there, stop in, ask for Dan. And one thing great about Lynn Lyle, boy, Dan's got a glass office right in the front, okay? And a lot of these dealerships, Kevin, you've been to them, Red, you've been to them, where they play all the games, and you wonder, like, how many curtains are there for a guy to walk out and figure out, well, what can we do to get your business today and all that stuff? None of that is at Lynn Lyle. It's just a great, fun place to buy a vehicle and, again, do a great job in all areas, from sales to service, their body shop. And they can get you fixed up. They're located at 14500 East Colfax. The number over there is 303-344-3100. And, Dan, are you still just buying cars if people just want to, you know, get rid of a vehicle they don't
absolutely
need?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, the used car market's still real strong, surprisingly strong. So, absolutely. If you just have an extra car you don't want, I mean, I'll bid it. I think you'll see I'm super fair. And if you want it, great. If not, you know, that's fine too. But
sure.
a lot of times, if you just want to call me, I'll do it over the phone if you give me an accurate description, miles and everything. So,
right.
You know, try to make it as easy as I can for everybody.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, we appreciate it, and thanks for all your support, and looking forward to working with you guys in 2016 as well.
You bet. You guys have a great holiday.
Okay, you as well. Merry Christmas, bud.
All right.
That's Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. International Sportsman's Expo, you are hearing spots already on our Haystack Show. Whoa. Got a tone there. All right. I didn't know if that was Red blowing his harmonica and getting ready to sing. So, International Sportsman's Expo, January 14th through the 17th. That's at the Colorado Convention Center. That's located at 700 14th Street in Denver. That will start Thursday, January 14th, 11 to 8. Friday, 11 to 8, Saturday, 10 to 8, Sunday, 10 to 5. Parking and shuttles are available, $5 per car at Coors Field to park. Adult admission, $15, and youth under 16 are free. And, you know, if you're not into the hunting scene and all that, that's fine. But it's just a lot there, guys. You can chime in on that.
Oh, yeah, you know, I love looking at all the ATVs and stuff because, I've had ATVs before and I have one now. I love riding those. And they've got all them tricked out ATVs and mm-hmm. stuff. I mean, I love looking at all those. But they've also got, you know, non-hunting stuff. I bought some aloe vera.
Makeup.
No, not makeup.
Lip gloss.
Well, yeah. You never give me a break. Hand lotion and stuff, you know.
Oh, okay.
That kind of stuff. Great stuff. Yeah. And they've got food and different vendors, you know, selling specialty items mm-hmm. for food and stuff. You can go buy and get samples of stuff. And you don't even have to eat. You just go buy enough of those vendors. And, hey, get that snack. Hey, that's the way I love to do it.
Really? And Kevin, from the fishing side.
There's so many opportunities for fishing, and they've got great seminars. They also have a lot of opportunities. I mean, Rod from Alaska, summertime charters. I mean, family trips. There's all kinds of things there that people, you really need to spend half a day or a day just wandering around. And just some of the personalities. We've been doing it, 3 years, I think?
Yeah.
And every year we continue to meet folks that, and the advocacy groups. You guys are around too, right? Backcountry. And you know, there's just so many things to see and people to meet that you don't really, you know, there's so many different industries that have their own trade shows. And that's basically what this is for the sporting industry. So,
And you know, Kevin, we got people lined up waiting to come by our booth because
right.
they just want to look at us, you
right.
know, and shake our hands because we're such celebrities.
Well, you in particular, Red.
Have you ever seen the line?
I wasn't going to say that myself. You know how I am. I never like to brag on myself. But
have you ever seen the line at the zoo? The yeah. biggest line's to see the gorillas. So is that the same correlation there? Hey.
You know, you don't get to shake the hand of world record holders.
That's true. Yes, and I'm very friendly. I'm willing to put my hand out and say hi and tell you about my story about killing my world record over in South Africa.
Also, Bushman's Quiver will be there right across from us again. Stefan Vandermeer and his family will be here. And we're going to be running some great packages. We've put a few of them on our Facebook page, but one of them just to kind of kick off today's show. $39.50. Get you 7 days in Africa, your airport transfers. Now, that means picking you up, taking you back to the airport. You got to pay your own airfare, which is probably a couple of grand, depending on when you go. But $39.50 gets you 4 animals. It gets you a blessed buck, an impala, a warthog, and a blue wildebeest. It gets you all your food and lodging and the airport transfers, the PHs, all the different things. So that's a tremendous deal. You look at a lot of well-guided elk hunts. Will cost you more than that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've gone on them.
Yeah. And, I mean, just a super, super deal with Bushman's Quiver. You can check out their website, bushmanskiver.com. Well, before I break here, Tim, we got a couple of minutes. So let's just give an introduction about you. You're no stranger to the show. We've had you on several times. But tell us just a bit about you and your background and how you got involved with backcountry hunters and anglers.
Yeah, you bet, Scott. Thanks for having me again. I think last time I was on, talking a little bit about some of our work on the land transfer, land sell-off issue and continuing to work on that. But, you know, I think I got my roots here in interest in backcountry hunting and fishing, spending those early hours in the slough. With my dad and my grandpa, and you know, waiting for that, waiting for that 6 o'clock hour to hit. And, you know, I think it's one of those things that, you know, even though I've moved away from home and my grandpa's long passed away, it's one of those things that always still brings the family back together. And, sure. And yeah, it's really, really a privilege to be able to work, on, advocating, to make sure that that opportunity, continues into the future. So, mm-hmm.
So how'd you become involved with Backcountry Hunters Anglers?
Yeah. So I was a member, had heard about it through some books and some, writers that, I looked up to and joined up. They were pretty new. They had formed around a campfire, actually, in Oregon. A bunch of hunters were getting together saying, hey, there's really not a sportsman organization that really focuses on that backcountry kind of public land, do-it-yourself type of sportsman. And so they had just gotten their start, and, you know, I was looking to get involved, and there happened to be a real part-time position came up. Maybe a year or two after I had joined and started working, for Backcountry Hunters and Anglers just part time. And now I'm doing it full time.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Great job.
Yeah.
You know, Scott, I read in his biography here that, you gave up other sports and just so you could concentrate on hunting and fishing.
That's right.
And you know, Scott, looking back, I've wished 1,000 times. I played the three big high school sports, you know, growing up all the way through grade school, junior high school, and then played college football. And all I did was wish I was out hunting instead of being out there knocking my brains out against some big old guy that was tougher than me. And which not very many of them were,
right.
Of course. But
I was just gonna say
that in.
Yeah,
I made a slip of speech there. You know how that is. But I used to hope that our team wouldn't go to the playoffs. And which carried into the Thanksgiving season, because every Thanksgiving, my best friend and his folks invited me out to their place, and we went deer hunting every Thanksgiving. And I looked forward to that more than I ever looked forward to a football game. But, you know, growing up down in Texas, if you was in sports, you had to play football, or you was just
I hope
nobody.
Your coach is not listening.
Yes.
Even if he is.
That you did not want to go to the playoffs.
Even if he is. He and I didn't get along very good anyway.
You're listening to Sportsman Colorado. And the ever-competitive Red Merrill. We've got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more. Tim Brass, we're going to be checking in a little bit later with Aaron Casey from Phoenix Weaponry live at the Tanner Gun Show. Our lines are open, 303-477-5600. If you got a hunting story so far from this year, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back.
In a flash from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
It's Lynn Lyle Chevrolet's 40th anniversary, and we've assembled over 150 pre-owned vehicles for our 40th birthday party. Save 50, 60, 70% of the vehicle's original cost new. And we have over 50 banks and credit unions giving you, our customers, special rates. Come by or check us out online, LynnLyleChevy.com.
Wake up with Steve Curtis, weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. on KLZ 560.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from from our house Christmas Eve.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watlow. Got Red Merrill in studio. Kevin Flesh, Tim Brass from Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jay and Lyman. Jay, you're on Sportsman of Colorado. How are you? Jay, you with us?
Hello.
Yes, sir. How are you, bud?
I'm doing fine.
Well, good.
How can I have a question. You're buying a used firearm or a new one. What's the law as far as registering of it? Do you have to register with the state or for the safety purposes? And like it's lost or stolen, I need to find this out.
Are you buying it from an individual or a store?
Well, I'm not buying now. Some I've bought in the past, I never registered them.
Don't.
If you got them new, you know.
Even if you got them new, don't register them. There's no reason to.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's Kevin Flesh, our attorney. Here, so Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah. So, what would be the purpose, do you believe, of registering the weapon?
Myself.
Yeah. Why do you want to do that?
Well, I don't know. I want to do what the law says. And insurance reason if they get stolen or for whatever, you know.
Yeah. So what I would do is definitely have a sheet of paper of some sort where you have an inventory of your weapons that you know what the serial numbers and that sort of thing are. You can keep that in a safe place, but there's no reason to register in any way.
There's no law that says you got to register with the state or...
Nope, not in Colorado.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, because I bought one brand new from a guy who worked for a firearm company, and I never registered that one. That's been 30 years ago.
You're perfectly...
better off.
Yes,
so
you are.
Just what I need to do is just make a list of them and serial numbers, and that's it.
Yep, that's it. So that if you ever have anybody...
Long, that's all.
Yeah, and you know, Scott brings up a good point while he's giving me hand gestures while we're sitting here. You know, one of the things you could do is take a picture of them so that you have some sort of evidence, not only by the serial numbers and that sort of thing.
Super good idea.
Yeah, you know, okay. A lot of people have guns that they grew up with.
Yeah, I do.
Same here,
inherited from their folks, maybe, or something, that before
exactly.
All this registration stuff
on,
came
that's
in.
What I'm going to do is pass a few on to my grandson, and I just
you
want
bet.
To make sure.
Now, when we're talking about exchanging weapons to other people, remember Colorado has this background check, even with individual to individual. You legally have to do the background check. The issue is whether or not anybody could prove when the transfer happened and how it happened. That's going to be on the prosecution if there's ever an issue.
Or even within a family or a friend? Or
theoretically, the law says that any time you transfer that weapon to another person, a background check has to be completed.
Is that only in
Colorado? How do you go about that?
Yes. So the way you'd go about that is you can go, we've got folks that are sponsors
sure.
that do it.
You can, you know, basically any gun store that got an FFL, you can go you know, a couple of ours, Outdoorsman Attic, Rampart Firearms, the Reloading Zone, several of our stores could help you with that. But any place that sells firearms can help you.
So there's a fee they just charge you to just register.
About $20-$30.
Yep.
Most
right.
of them.
Okay, good idea.
Any
okay,
other questions?
I think that kind of covers it.
All right, cool. Jay.
Thanks for
appreciate you listening.
You're welcome. Appreciate it.
All righty.
Now, Kevin, excuse my ignorance on this. I'm not trying to ask a dumb question, but can you just drive down to Texas with your son or your grandson, give them the gun down in Texas, and let them bring it back as their gun?
I don't know Texas law, but as long as Texas law doesn't have any requirement of doing the background check, yes, you could drive to Nebraska.
Yeah,
same thing.
The law in Texas is you have to buy a gun before the age of 6. That's the law in Texas.
Well, that makes sense. I like that.
Yeah, they're getting open carry in Texas.
Yes, they are.
Charlie, we got a request.
I may have to move.
Right, exactly. We got a request to play something. You got that cue to? All right, we'll do that when you get time then. All right. Tim Brass with us, Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. So, Tim, let's talk about what's on the table right now of what you guys are up against. And sometimes when I see posts on Facebook and things, some people say, well, I wanted to take a minute to really read this to understand really what you're doing. So sometimes it's, you know, we're not in there every day like you. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your mission kind of and what your goals are and what you're up against right now.
Yeah, definitely. So our organization has recently outlined 5 kind of key buckets, key areas of work. The first that we call backcountry conservation is kind of a broad, sweeping category of work, working on clean water, clean air, trying to make sure that our backcountry habitat remains intact. The second piece that we work on is on our place-based campaigns. And so working on really specific areas that our members, local members, hunt, fish, and want to try to keep wild, keep backcountry, keep those backcountry characteristics. So another area that we work on is on access and opportunity. And so we can talk a little bit more about this in a little bit, but we're working on trying to expand public access here in Colorado on state trust lands.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of our bigger campaigns locally. And then working on responsible motorized use, as well as trying to promote fair chase ethics. And so an example of that is that, you know, two years ago, we worked with Colorado Parks and Wildlife to pass a rule that banned the use of drones for hunting. I think, you know, it doesn't take much of a straw poll to know that most sportsmen don't want to be competing with drones in the field. So, that's kind of the rundown of what we work on. We have members in every state, chapters in 18 states, and yeah.
It seems to me if they opened a drone season that we'd be able to resolve that issue pretty easily.
The more expensive the drone, the more points you get.
That's when
you
exactly shoot right.
Yeah. Get an extra point, you know, to get an elk license.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it would be fantastic. We'd kill both of those issues really quickly.
Exactly.
Right. It'd be a lot of fun, too, you know, just like shooting sporting clays, only
right.
You know, bigger and
yeah.
Fancier.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a sportsman's pledge.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. It says, as a North American hunter and angler, I pledge to speak up on behalf of conservation of the clean water, wildlife habitat, sportsman access, and public lands that belong to all of us. I will defend these values against those individuals, organizations, and corporations who would sell or transfer our public lands and erode our habitat, opportunity, and freedoms. I welcome new sportsmen and women, young and old, and will lead by example. I pledge to leave our wild public lands in better condition than I've found them, so that future generations can enjoy the benefits we are blessed to have today. So people can, what is it, $30, $35?
Only $25.
$25,
actually.
Okay. We're having sale today. All right. But I'm telling you, know, there are a few organizations, and I mean, there's a lot of, I shouldn't say a few. You got, you know, this is something that's good for, I'm just saying, about $100, you can belong to three or four really good ones. SCI, which I think we should. Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, we like. Ducks Unlimited, you know, backcountry hunters and anglers. You know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but when you get a lot of people doing $25, it adds up.
It does. And we need those folks and lobbyists in D.C., unfortunately, mm-hmm. so that those folks understand that there's a large group of people out here in Colorado and the West, all over the nation, that are very concerned about the national lands and taking care of them so that we can use them, because the most important thing is habitat, right? Because that's how we get our wildlife. The wildlife, they have good habitat, the wildlife are going to flourish.
Right.
Well, you know, and with the attacks that are growing exponentially,
yes,
against our use of public land and against hunting and against, you know, our rights as a public to have a say in what happens to those lands and stuff, is under attack constantly. And, you know, I talked to a Forestry Service guy, superintendent guy, and he said, if I had my way, all federal land would be totally off limits. You know, these liberal, greeny, tree-hugger, all them idiots, we've got to have organizations, and it takes money to fund those organizations where they can stand up for our rights against idiots just like that guy.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think your point, Tim, relating to, you know, the use, and we see it up in Rabbit Ears Pass, for example. Half of the pass is with motorized vehicles, snowmobiles, and other things. The other half is unmotorized. I mean, those sorts of people coming together and figuring that out. Well, what do you want in different uses? That's where you guys come in to really advocate for, listen, there's multiple uses for these things. Let's figure out a way to make a best use of the land, right?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, we work on that. We have a pretty successful program here in Colorado called the Habitat Watchman Program. And the model is that we kind of lean on our local volunteers, guys who hunt and fish and really know that land, to help us guide that those conversations at the local level, because I think that is ultimately where it needs to occur, and make sure that we can put together land management plans that, work for everyone. So yeah. That's a really good point.
Go to the website, backcountryhunters.org. A lot of information there. I highly recommend you become a member of that. Again, $25. Can't beat that. And then if you want to make some other donations, hey, it's that time of year. Make some extra donations, right, Tim?
That's right. I should actually add, I just remembered, we have a special going on for December. Okay. I'm trying to encourage folks to either give a gift or buy a membership for themselves. So the special is a $15 membership. And if you join, you're put into a raffle for, I think it's about a $2,000 package of Sitka gear.
Wow.
So. Nice.
Get a pair of Sitka pants.
There you go. No, exactly right.
I love Sitka. Don't get me wrong. And our sponsors are One Shot Gear. Terrific product, Sitka. We love it. And the waterfowl and the big game.
Yes, yeah, I do. Absolutely I love do. Mine.
Mindy, I know it'll put us over. We got time to go to that and then go to a break? All right. We got a request to play this today. So we're going to play this real quick. We'll hit a break and come back and visit with Aaron Casey, the Tanner Gun Show. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado.
So she's wanting to do some stuff together. So I said, all right, I got an idea for something we can do together. Let's go deer hunting. We did the whale watching thing. Let's go deer hunting. Fair is fair. Well, I knew this was going to be a mistake. When we were driving out to where we were going to hunt, and we keep passing these deer crossing signs. And my wife, who's the smartest person I know, says to me, why they put those signs up? Deer can't read. No, but they do recognize pictures of themselves. Let me set the scene for you. I got on camouflage pants. I got on a camouflage jacket, camouflage ball cap. I got camouflage paint on my face. I've got a .30-06 with a laser scope. She is in a yellow jogging suit, white tennis shoes, and she brought her purse. I'm here to kill a deer. She's going to take it shopping. So we get in the stand. Any of you hunters out there, you know the time of day I'm talking about, man. Oh, yeah. It is the perfect time of day. It's dark. It's early morning. It's cold. You're making steam with your breath. Off in the distance, you hear a turkey gobble as he wakes up for the day. A squirrel scampers through the dead leaves. It is the perfect time of day. It's quiet. Kinda. Because in the darkness of our deer stand, I'm hearing things like this. Bill. What are we doing? We're waiting for the deer to show up, okay, honey? You gotta be really quiet. What time do they show up? I don't know. They didn't return the phone call to set up the meeting. Now, please be quiet. Bill, I've got to pee. There's a coffee can. Oh, wake up. The sun has come up, and in the clearing stands a buck, 10 points, good 250. And I'm like, oh, Thank you, God. You are on the wall. And this is what I hear. Oh! Isn't he cute? He looks like Bambi's dad. Remember we saw that movie with the kids? Yes, I remember the movie. It was a cartoon. Now please shut up. Well, you're not going to shoot him, are you? What do you think I brought this gun for? Protection? Like that deer might run up this tree and rob us? She freaks. He goes, run, deer, run, run, run! That is the only time I've ever pushed a woman out of a tree.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store. Family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
A radio show for small business owners and entrepreneurs. The Experience Pros. 10 a.m. weekdays on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to go live out to the Tanner Gun Show now and talk to one of our great, great friends, Aaron with Phoenix Weaponry. Aaron, how are you, sir?
Doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Well, we're doing great, man. Hey, I know you're busy out there today, but thanks for taking a few minutes. So, you know, boy, I've shown off my rifle quite a bit. Recently took it on a hog hunt down in Texas and had a great time. And
I saw the pictures. That thing looked good.
Boy, I'm telling you, yeah, we had a great time down there. And so I'm certainly glad I had that with me. But for those that have just recently learned about you, or maybe those that haven't heard about Phoenix Weaponry, won't you take a few minutes today and educate us just about who Phoenix Weaponry is and what you're all about?
Well, we're a very, very small semi-custom weapon shop. So what we specialize in is people bringing in projects to us to turn into whatever the job they want to do with the weapon. So we do a lot of stuff with ARs. We're starting to do quite a bit of things with our own AKs here very shortly. We actually just took in a Thompson build. The guy wants us to finish up his Thompson that he never got a chance to finish up. So we're banging one of those out. You know, we're also do a lot of job shop work. We make all of our own suppressors. We specialize a lot, largely in long-range shooting, so a lot of real far away, you know, 1,000-yard weapons and F-class kind of things. And then we also do quite a bit of stuff with short-barreled rifles, short-barreled shotguns, things of that matter, where the NFA is involved. So, yeah, we're trying. We're, you know, still pretty new and getting out there and, I guess going a couple of years now, actually. So
you're not quite so new, but boy, I tell you,
I guess not.
You know, when you just made a recent move, I'm going to slip over there the first part of the week and see the new shop, which is just a few feet from where your older one was, but gave you a lot more space. And this is located at 1822 Skyway Drive, Unit P as in Phoenix, and that's in Longmont. And you can call them 720-340-2496, 720-340-2496. And, you know, if you'll call up there and let Aaron know, if you can, you swing by and everything. I know he'd be happy to, you know, show you through the facility there and all that they have to offer. Now, our resource guide here is running out here, you know, just a few more days, but we still are offering the 10% off on custom Cerakote weapon coating, and then 10% off any custom bill. So if you go to our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, you'll look on there. There's a link for the resource guide. Boy, the very first ad in there, you'll see a nice red ad, Phoenix Weaponry. You can get those coupons, and you must have those to take advantage of this. But go in and see Aaron, and they can fix you up. And now we talk about custom. Sometimes I mention that to the gentleman I was down in Texas with, and I said, no, this is a custom. And he goes, whoa. I mean, everybody jumps back because they think something's going to be 20 grand. Now, if you want it to be 20 grand, we can make it 20 grand. But, you know,
more than happy to.
Yeah. But, you know, what is someone looking at? You know, they go, hey, I've never even owned, you know, an AR before or something like that. But what are you kind of looking at to get it started?
Our cheapest AR we've built is about 965. It has a very good base to it, good barrel, good bulk carry group, good upper lower. And then we left the more standard furniture on it and, you know, of course, no sights. And what that allows you to do is as your skills grow, you can upgrade the weapon. And then we can also top out, I think the largest one we've done, somewhere around 20 grand. And he has one short-barreled rifle lower receiver, a 300 blackout SBR sitting on top with a titanium suppressor. Then he also has a 223 semi-long range with optics on it. And then we also did a 6.5 Grendel with a very large scope on that thing. That is, you know, it's a pretty amazing kit. And he slaps it together and goes and plays however he wants to. All comes in a Pelican case. So we kind of run the gamut, you know, so whatever you want, we can do, and we can try to make it budget if you need a budget and try to get you the right direction so you don't have to throw half of the weapon away to upgrade or change things out as you need to.
Right. And, you know, it seems like over the last few years, shows like you're at today with the Tanner Gun Show, boy, you see a lot of the AR-type weapons there and a lot of different pieces and parts and all the things. So, yep. People say, boy, there's a lot of choices out there. What do you feel really sets Phoenix Weaponry apart?
We try to work with you. We want you to be educated fully about what it is that you're buying. Why are you buying it? What are you buying it for? What are you going to do with it? And then we try to help you get exactly what you want that will make, that'll perform for the job that you have it in mind for it. You can go out and buy a generic AR-15 for fairly cheap. And then when you start getting more familiar with the shooting sports, or you start going out to the range and, you know, you're not quite hitting as well as you wanted to, or you go out hunting and you're missing that long shot on a runner, and, you know, those are the things that really, you know, change your mind about what you're doing with the weapon. So we try to work with you so you have a decent idea of what you want to do, then we try to help you get exactly what you want to go do that job with.
Right. Again, the number is 720-340-2496, 720-340-2496. This is Phoenix Weaponry. Again, if you'll go to our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, click on the resource guide there. Boy, just the first page inside the cover there, you will see custom-built weapons, Phoenix Weaponry, and a couple of coupons in there that Aaron will be glad to take from you. 10% off of any custom Cerakote weapon coating, and also 10% off any custom weapon build. And this is something, too, where you just not get into the, you know, the building of the parts and all. I mean, you get into optics and all because, I mean, boy, you did that for me. And you just really give us a finished package, and that's cool.
Yeah. I hope it worked well for you hog hunting. Looked like a decent sized pig.
Yeah, we shot 11 while we were down there, so we had fun.
One mag, huh?
Yeah. And then I had to reload. Yeah. No, it was absolutely awesome. Now, you also, can you help out with people with, like, the FFL transfers and things like that?
We do transfers for people, private party transfers. Given the change of laws a couple of years ago, I mean, you can't just, sell a rifle to your buddy anymore. So, there has to be an FFL involved, unfortunately. But, we try to make it as painless for you as possible. Both you guys come in, we get you in and out as quick as possible. Then we also, if you decide to order something online, have it shipped to my shop, not a big deal. We do it all the time. Come in, we'll call you when it's in. You come in, we fill out your paperwork and get you on the road. We can do that with suppressors, any sort of toys you want. It's just not a big deal. Do all the time.
Right. And believe it or not, I finally did get my paperwork filled out for the gun trust, finally, after 3 months. And so I haven't sent it in to our friend yet.
No.
Let's give him a plug, though, because I think that's important for these gun trusts. So let's talk about the gun trust, and then we'll get into suppressors here in our last couple of minutes.
All right. So Brian Luther is our attorney of choice for our gun trusts, and what that is allowing us to do is that you have a living entity that actually owns the weapons, which allows your weapons to move throughout your family or anybody else you choose to have on the trust. So in the way of like suppressors, you do it through a trust, and then therefore anybody on the trust can have possession of that suppressor, and it just makes the whole transaction much easier. So Brian Luther does a great job for us. I don't have his phone number in front of me, but his email address, but he does a great job. He'll meet you out here at our shop, help walk you through the whole process, or do the whole thing completely online.
No, that's great. And, right after you and I had spoken, he had sent me an email, and I'm trying to look for it here really, really quick here if I can find it. And boy, just very, very easy to work with and, can really help you out. His number is 720-209-5055. That's 720-209-5055. If you have any questions about gun trust, you can call Brian Luther, tell him you heard Aaron talking about him from Phoenix Weaponry on Sportsman of Colorado, and he will be glad to help you. So the suppressors, now those are really pretty cool, and the way that you guys do them, let's talk real quick about, getting one that'll be permanent on one and then one that you can get made to maybe go on several different weapons.
So what we try to do is we try to have it where your suppressor can go do more than what just be strapped to one particular weapon. So like what we're going to do for you is we're going to get you like a full suppressor that's 30 cal rated. So for the 7.62-5.1 and calibers of that size, then what we're going to do is we're going to turn around and we're going to get you an adapter. And what that's going to allow you to do is then you can put it on your 5.56, you can put it on your 22, and it'll let you do a lot of different things. So it'll be a lot of fun. I think you'll really enjoy it. Actually enhance your shooting experience, no more earmuffs, or when you're down shooting pigs, I mean, they won't even know what hit them.
They'll
be looking around for, what was that?
Really, they usually look around like that when Red shoots, because Red misses, they look around and go, what was that? I'm kidding.
You're so hard on Red.
He stepped out just for a second, so he's going to kill me when he hears this on the podcast. But now, what's going on at Tanner Gun Show today? And if people stop by, and I realize, our show is on from 1 to 2, and so a few more hours left in the day. What time do they close there on Saturday? 5?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
And then at it again on till 4 o'clock. I think it's 9 to 4 on Sunday, so
okay.
It'll be a long day, long couple days, actually, but.
Right.
If you get a chance to stop by our booth, there's usually a line of people waiting to talk to us. So, don't get discouraged. Kind of hang around, and we'll get talking to you and get you information about whatever you want to do, and take good care of you. So.
Okay. And what I love, you have a good selection there that people can kind of really see, your quality of work.
Yeah, we try to bring a full range of toys to the show for everybody to kind of get a good look at what we are and what we do. So we don't have very much for sale because usually everything we make is sold before it comes off the machine. A lot of times we start a build, like I started one for myself, and I've already got somebody wanting to buy it. So I don't know if I'm going to even get it done for me.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, Aaron, hey.
You'll like this one, too. You'll have to see this one.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll get up there the first of the week, see the new place, and we'll get all this stuff going with the suppressor for this 308 because I'm really excited about that. And I hope my wife is not listening to the show today. Yeah, so.
We're also very good at not knowing anything when the time arises.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Aaron, hey, I'll let you get back to doing some business there. Thanks for taking a few minutes out there at the Tanner Gun Show. And again, get by and see Phoenix Weaponry at the Tanner Gun Show the rest of today and Sunday as well from 9 to 4. And tell him you heard him on Sportsman of Colorado. So we appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, Aaron.
You guys have a good day.
All righty. We'll be back with more of Sportsman of Colorado right after this. And we are actually going to blow out our last break here to come back live. We've got a few more minutes left of the show and want to spend that time with Tim Brass. If you're just joining us, Tim is with Colorado Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Check out the website, backcountryhunters.org. What do you think are some of the big misconceptions that people have about your organization? You meet them, and what do they think you're about, or what are some of the battles you fight?
I don't know if I've run across any major misconception. I think more so I run across people who just don't really know who we are. We're a fairly young organization, and so I think part of our effort and challenge is just kind of getting the word out about the work that we're doing, and and that we are kind of an all-inclusive organization that doesn't focus on any one species or habitat type, that we really focus on public lands in general and kind of that broad landscape.
I think what's interesting, so you guys were here, you had your annual meeting and sort of conference, was that two springs ago in Denver?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
So, and that's where I really became to know about you guys, and that's exactly right. I mean, you've got these sort of organizations that deal with Trout Unlimited, Ducks Unlimited, Elk Foundation, all of these sorts of folks that are really focused on the specific, what we're really interested in. Most guys are interested in gals. But you're sort of dealing with the whole gamut in just talking about the habitat and the other things. And that's really important because there isn't anybody out there that's really doing that, right? Especially the backcountry experience. Now, we can kind of keep Red out of this discussion because generally backcountry doesn't involve you driving to a particular spot.
That's true.
Once you talk about hiking of, 100 yards or so,
yeah,
you're not really in the backcountry, are you, Red?
No, I don't get too far from the paved road, actually,
But anybody else that wants that sort of environment.
Fine too, yeah.
But that does bring up something else, Tim, I wanted to ask you about where your organization stands on wilderness areas and creating more wilderness areas.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's in Colorado, and specifically, we have worked on some campaigns that kind of provide a balance of protection through some wilderness designations. Really, there's really only been one recently, and that was the Hermosa Creek Watershed Act, and that was a real collaborative process where they basically looked at an entire watershed and said, hey, this area is being managed as wilderness. Maybe a formal designation over here makes sense. And then on the other side of the watershed, there was a lot of existing motorized and mechanized trails. And so they kind of kept all of that as is. So more or less, we kept the management as it currently is. And it will be the same way for decades. So,
but at least there's a conversation that's been had, and then it's managed together. You know, a lot of times you get these piecemeal areas that aren't really managed together, and that's certainly in what we've seen is that you get different federal agencies and state agencies that just don't seem to communicate with each other, and that's where organizations like yours help in advocating for. Hey, let's talk about this together, because
we used to have this conversation out at Rocky Flats when I was a federal officer with other guys, lots of guys that love to hunt. And we had the conversation about wilderness areas, and I personally am against creating more wilderness areas because it restricts access to those areas to only the wealthy and the young.
Yep.
You know, which I'm neither of those. And so areas that at one time would have been open to me or other elderly individuals are now off limits to me because I can't afford to rent a horse, and I'm not in the physical condition anymore to hike 10 miles to right. get up to that area. Whereas if it was not a wilderness designated area, there's forest roads and other roads. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all against allowing off-road vehicles to just drive wherever they want to.
Right.
They need to stay on designated roads. And if you're a hunter out there and you use an ATV, I've got an ATV and I've gone hunting with it before, but you need to stay on the road. And if you see someone who's just zipping all over the place and up through the trees and getting off trail, they need to be reported because they're damaging our public lands and stuff. And that's a different conversation, but you know, I want to be able to have access to country by being able to drive within a reasonable distance and then get out and walk a little bit instead of having to hike 10 miles to get up to it.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Tom on the line. Tom, you're on with Sportsman Colorado. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Now, I don't know Tom. I invited him to call. I was on my Facebook page this morning, got invited to like a page called Sportsman of the Rockies. And I did that, glanced at a few posts, thought it was a good organization. So I asked Tom to call in and kind of tell us a little bit about this page on Facebook.
Yes, sir. We're just average everyday hunters, fishermen, trappers, you know, everyday outdoorsmen. And we all have our own little jobs and stuff. And we do this, you know, kind of on the side, basically. But what we try to do is we get a hold of, you know, small businesses that are trying to get their foot in the outdoor world and, you know, get a name for themselves. And we get the product, we try it out, we make videos of it, trial and error it on the field, you know, run it through a pretty intense test, you know, durability and stuff. And then we make videos of it and post it so anybody that's interested in it can get on our Facebook page or our other pages and see exactly, you know, how we test it, how it holds up and stuff. So we're just trying to get, you know, help small businesses get their names out there and go from there. And we just really enjoy what we're doing.
Well, and that's kind of what we're all about here. I mean, most of our sponsors are the small mom and pop kind of stores and different things. So definitely, Mindy has my phone number, my cell. Well, don't hang up and let Mindy give you that and let you and I try to hook up maybe after Christmas and see if there's something that we can do together to work on all this.
That'd be perfect.
All right, Tom.
I appreciate it.
All right, man, I appreciate it. So check out it on Facebook, Sportsman of the Rockies. And, again, maybe you'll be hearing more about that on future shows. So, Tom, thank you. Any other questions you guys got for Tim?
You know, Tim, what's the next thing, let's say, in 2016? What are the things that you guys are sort of looking at battling with what could be coming up sort of in the legislation standpoint or just mm-hmm. other advocacy groups in relation to backcountry hunters and anglers?
Yeah, so our big campaign at the legislature this coming session is going to be focused on expanding public access on state trust lands. And so state trust lands, for those who don't know, in Colorado, currently less than 20% of them are open for public hunting and fishing. And so we're working on a bill, a bipartisan bill, that would expand that through a small access fee. And so that's kind of our big push right now.
And how many acres of land would that open up for public access? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, so, well, there's a potential to, there's 3.5 million acres of state trust land, and a little under 500,000 are currently open for public access.
So, wow.
Yeah, I think anything we can get would be a great benefit to Sportsman of Colorado, so we'll see what we can do.
Well, that'd be great. Get out to the Tanner Gun Show. Go by and see Aaron Casey, Phoenix Weaponry. A few of our other sponsors are out there as well. And, Tim, thank you so much, man. And we look forward to it. We're going to try to work with you guys a little closer in 2016. Go to the website, backcountryhunters.org. Normally $25, but through the rest of December, $15. Can't beat that. So buy some for some friends in that
case.
That's
right. It's a couple boxes of shells.
Absolutely. But go to their website. A lot of great information. You can really learn more about the organization right there at the website, backcountryhunters.org. Well, for all my guys, we're out of time here. Kevin?
Goes quick.
Yep. Thank you,
sure
sir.
Does.
For Kevin Flesh, Red Merrill, my name is Scott Watley.
thank you so much for joining us today. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We got our bragging gallery there. If you got some photos from this year, shoot me an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, and we'll tell you how you can get on our bragging gallery. Backcountryhunters.org. Check out that website. Get a membership there. Leave it right here on KLZ 560, and have a great weekend and Merry Christmas to everyone. The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560.